Rich Ellinson runs a website, BaltimoreColtsMania.com. He built it in the mid-1990s, in the early days of the internet, and it shows. Big banner across the top, a menu bar running down the left side, and a bunch of text in the middle. The only colors are black, white, and royal blue.
Its design is stuck in the past gloriously, just as the Colts really are stuck in the past.
Just a couple of weeks ago, Rich updated the site. It was the first time he had touched it in 10 months.
It was tough. It was really, really tough just to type those words. And, you know, it's just one line of text on a Baltimore Colts website that I don't even know how many people would even read. But, you know, for me, it had the weight of the world behind it.
The story of BaltimoreColtsMania.com doesn't start in the mid-90s when Rich opened up an HTML textbook and taught himself some simple coding. It started long before that, in a front yard in northern New Jersey, just outside of New York City, where Rich and his dad would play catch every Sunday.
And it wasn't very large, but we played catch all the time there, and my dad would throw the football to me, and he would say, "I'm Johnny Unitas."
Johnny Unitas was, of course, the legendary quarterback of the Baltimore Colts. He was with the team from 1956 to 1972, was a three-time NFL MVP, and won three NFL championships and a Super Bowl. All of this happened long before Rich Ellinson was born. So in that front yard in northern New Jersey, Rich's dad, Bernie, would draw pass routes for his young son to follow, usually those run by Unitas' favorite receiver, Raymond Berry.
"You're going to take three steps up and take a sharp right, and I'm going to hit you right in the hands. I'm going to hit you right in the hands."
Unitas back to throw, does throw. It's good to Berry.
Just like Unitas to Berry. Unitas to Berry over and over again.
Now he throws. It's good to Berry. He's at the 45.
He grew up in Baltimore during the peak of the team. He had fond memories of his childhood. And I felt like for him, he was really trying to reach back to a time so the team wasn't forgotten.
It wasn't just that Johnny U was long retired that made this Sunday ritual odd. It wasn't that they were in northern New Jersey, nowhere near Baltimore. It was odd because the Baltimore Colts hadn't existed since March 29th, 1984.
By 10 o'clock this morning, most of the equipment and Colt memorabilia had been moved out of the Colt complex in Owings Mills.
The team left in the middle of the night when I was only 4 years old. And I wish I could tell you a story of my dad crying, but I don't recall that, of course.
By midday, everyone had left the Colt complex. All that remained was one pickup truck owned by the team.
He never really talked about it much, other than they were stolen in the middle of the night, and they were just gone, just like that.
It's interesting because some people would say they left us in the middle of the night, and he saw it as they were stolen.
Yeah. He felt like they were the city of Baltimore was robbed. The Colts were successful. They were very successful, which was great for the city because the city, he always told me, felt it had an inferiority complex with the rest of the I-95 corridor. And for the team to have any success, especially against the New York Giants from New York City, that brought unbelievable pride and made them not feel as just a city that you would drive through between D.C. and New York.
Whenever Rich and his dad would watch football on TV and the announcers would point out an amazing play, Bernie would tell Rich about a time 20, 30 years earlier when a Colts player had done the same thing.
So then I would meet up with my friends who would talk about current players like Joe Montana or Troy Aikman or Brett Favre. And I'd say, "Well, yeah, you know, Unitas did that." And they would just roll their eyes because I was out to lunch, it seemed like, talking about a team that doesn't exist anymore.
Still, the lesson stuck. So when Rich was in high school, he decided he wanted to teach the world about the greatness of the Baltimore Colts. He built a website, writing up stories told by his father, adding a bit of his own research and links to any news about the team.
What did you know about starting a website or building one?
I knew nothing. I had a goal to make the site to make my dad happy, and so I was going to stop at nothing to learn what I need to learn to make it happen.
Rich says his family was going through some tough financial times back then. His dad felt responsible.
He had a career in marketing, in corporate marketing life in New York City, Bristol Myers and Clairol and Revlon. And when he got let go from those jobs, he was down. I just thought this was a way to reach out. Show him that I listened and I heard all of his stories. And quite frankly, to show him that I loved him, because I did and I still do.
Rich says his dad wasn't very tech savvy. He didn't really see why he would go on the internet to look up things he already knew.
But when Rich showed Bernie what he had done,
he was floored. He didn't even know what to say. He said, how did you learn to do this? When did you do this? How did you know all this stuff? I just kind of shrugged my shoulders. I said, I learned it. I taught myself.
Throughout Rich's teenage and young adult years, the website was always something he and his dad could talk about. It was safe. There was never a reason to disagree about the Baltimore Colts.
A point of conversation was always, how's the website doing? How's that Colts website doing? Did you hear from anybody interesting?
Over the years, Rich heard from lots of interesting people, other Colts fans who had their own stories to tell. Eventually, BaltimoreColtsMania.com even got some media attention. In 2007, when the Indianapolis Colts came to town to play the Ravens, the Baltimore Sun interviewed Rich Ellinson, son of Bernie.
He was over the moon excited. Even for him, I don't think his hyperbole matched his actual excitement, if that's even possible. You know, for me to be interviewed by his hometown paper, the Baltimore Sun, he couldn't stop but tell every single person. He said, oh, and do you know Richie's being interviewed in the Baltimore Sun?
Rich got married, moved to California. He'd update the website when he could, usually late at night. When the first of his two sons were born, Rich and Bernie posed with all three generations and Rich's copy of Tom Callahan's biography titled Johnny U.
You know, we kind of did it in a joking way, and my wife rolled her eyes, kind of wondering, what are you doing? But we were kind of serious. You know, this is our thing. Johnny U and the Colts were our thing, and we're going to keep it going as long as we can.
Over time, Rich found fewer and fewer articles to link to on the site, mostly just obituaries of players who had passed away. Fans were dying, too. Not many people were visiting the site anymore.
In the last year, I've received maybe 5 or 6 emails from Colts fans. During its heyday, if you will, I was getting 2 or 3 emails a week. But once Unitas passed away in 2012, I think the interest went away.
And then came that update, the one Rich posted just a few weeks ago, the one he was dreading.
Whenever I updated the website, it was about Baltimore Colts news and things that I thought visitors to the site wanted to know or should know. So unfortunately, in December of last year, my father died. And certainly the website was not the first thing I thought of when he passed away, but it was up there thinking, oh, I'm going to have to update the website.
What did it say?
I think it just said, sad news. My father, my rock and my foundation, and the foundation for this website passed away in December of 2017. For me, that made his death real. If it's on the website, that makes it real and truthful. I haven't looked at the site again since then. I don't know that I need to or I want to.
So is that it for the website? Do you think you'll ever update it again?
I don't see updating it again. I don't know how much longer it'll go. It might maybe just go until the registration runs out in about 10 months or so. Shutting down the website would be really hard. I know it's probably the right thing to do, maybe. As I, you know, in this first year of grief, it's really hard. And I find myself reaching all over the place to grab things that remind me of him. And the one thing I don't want is my father's memory to be forgotten.
As Rich Ellinson reaches for his father, he remembers more than just stories about Johnny Unitas and the Baltimore Colts. He remembers a man who was never afraid to show his emotions. He remembers long hugs at life's milestones, graduation, the birth of his two sons. And he remembers the tears that would stream down his father's face.
I hope to pass it on to my two sons, that it's okay to cry, it's okay to be emotional, and it's okay to stand up for Johnny Unitas. It's okay to stand up for him. He was a great quarterback. And don't forget him, and don't forget my dad.
After updating his website with the news of his father's passing, Rich Ellinson sent an email to oag@wbur.org. That's how we first learned of his story. Do you have a story you'd like to hear on Only a Game? Send us an email. That address again is oag@wbur.org. We'll be right back with Charlie Pierce. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.